Thank you for calling customer support. This is Mike, and how may I help you today?
Hello. I just placed an order for this Elevair face cream, and I want to cancel it, please.
Okay, what's your zip code?
35224.
First and last name?
Janice Martin.
Okay. You said you just signed up?
Yes.
One second.
Well, it's been, you know, 15 minutes, maybe.
About 50. Oh, okay. Yeah, let me see if I can find you in another one. Hold on, give me one. Oh. Let's see. What was? Give me your zip code one more time.
35224.
There you go. And then verify your address for security purposes.
3329 Pike Avenue, Birmingham. 35224.
Thank you. So I have an account put up here. I do see you have the Evelair. The cream, looks like what did was that the skin cream, the moisturizer, and the eye serum?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And you said you want to cancel it?
Yeah, I didn't realize until after I'd purchased it, and I don't know, I don't remember seeing a place that it said anything about that when I was reading all the material before I ordered it, where, you know, it's an automatic shipment thing. It said free trial, didn't say anything about automatic shipments anywhere.
Oh, okay, I understand.
$90 is out of my budget anyway.
Yeah, as long as you, like I said, as long as you cancel it, you can still get the product and just pay the shipping. They just let you know if you don't cancel it, then they'll bill you full price for it. But as long as you pay the shipping and cancel it, you're fine.
Okay. So what, yes. I should wait on it or what? And call back?
I think normally we advise people to wait until they get it and then call back in. Like I said, either you can cancel or you can get an extension, give you more time to use it. They don't bill you and then see if you like it.
Well, let me just cancel it.
Okay. All right. So the product that you have does reduce fine lines and wrinkles. Would you like to do a 15-day extension with a 35% off in the future?
No. Mm-mm.
All right. Would you like to do a 20-day extension with a 50% off in the future?
No, I'd like to try it and mm-hmm. see if I like it before I have to have more of it.
Yeah, that makes sense.
I'll order it. If I like it, I'll order it. If I don't, I'm not going to keep receiving them anyway.
Yes, ma'am. So the last one, would you like to do a 30-day extension? Extension with a 75% off in the future?
No,
you're fine. Well, because most of them are just set, like I said, when you order products, you know, most of them are set for you to get them every month. That's why you, like you said, in your case, if you don't want that, if you want to try it, you just cancel it in the way you don't have to worry about, you know, being on that monthly subscription.
All right. If I wait until I get it, do I have to send that back or do I keep the trial?
No. Once you sign up for it, no, that's short. You cancel it. They're going to ship it out to you. You pay the shipping and that's yours to keep. You try it out. If you do like it, then you can call back in. They can set you up at those discounts I was offering you.
Okay. All right.
Yes, ma'am. That's how it works. Give me 1 second. Just let me get everything done for you. Like I said, it's a good thing. I wish everybody was like you would read this information, call in, you know, and that way they would know exactly, you know, what they're getting, what they're signing up for, and they can cancel if they don't want to be on the reoccurring.
Well, yeah, I bet y'all get a lot of calls, don't you?
Oh, yeah. That's why I said I wish people would read it like you. So then you're right. It wouldn't. I mean, you still get calls, but at least it would be, you know, people saying like you, like, oh, you know, I've seen it's going to be reoccurring. You know, let me cancel it, or, you know, what else can I do?
Well, I didn't know that until I looked where it said agreement or something like that at the very bottom of the final page. And I didn't want the eye serum anyway, but I didn't know how to get out of that one. So let it process. And so, I just didn't like it anyway. That kind of made me angry.
About
the eye serum.
You know, it should be a place for you to decline. It's what it should be.
No, I didn't see it. It should have been down there by accept or decline instead of hidden somewhere on the page.
Yeah, so you're saying after you paid the shipping and it said the order was confirmed, that's when you seen it at the bottom?
Yeah. Yeah. I scrolled down to see where it was coming from. I thought, oh, God, I hope this is not, you know, out of the United States. And I saw it said California on there. And then I read the agreement.
Oh, I see. Okay, I'm glad you did. Because that's what I tell people. I would say, they'll keep saying they didn't see it. And I'll say, well, usually after you sign up, like submit the order, it's usually, you know, down at the bottom, you know, it gives you the information. But I guess, like you said, if you just get off, like you said, and don't scroll down, you know, and read, then, like you said, you know, you probably won't see it.
No, that's right. It just says free trial. And I didn't realize that, you know.
Oh, well, I'm glad you did read it, that you found it.
Have you tried it?
No, but I know a lot of people that have, that were customers that call in. Like I tell people, it just depends on your skin.
Yeah.
If you put it on, if it works for you, it's going to. If it doesn't, then it won't. It just, you know. That's what you have to base it off of. You can't, you know, base it off someone else, you know, because what works for somebody else may not work for you.
Right. Right.
Yeah, so that's what I tell all my customers. Huh?
I don't see how they design one skin cream for every woman anyway. It doesn't work half the time.
You got that right. You are definitely right about that. Yeah, I mean, they got different ones. So, you know, there's lots of different skin creams out there.
No, they all say they're so wonderful, but I have yet to say it. And I've paid some good money for it, too.
Have you?
It's not that I'm, you know, cheap or anything, but half the time they don't work, and there's no point in, paying $90 for skin cream? No. I'm not doing that.
She said $90 for skin cream.
I don't remember how often they send it, but at $90 every shipment.
Oh, you're right. I mean, it is a lot. But see, that's why we offer the discount. That's why I tell people that's the full retail price. Anything that's offered, that way they're going to have discounts. But like you said, you have to call in you know, to get the discounts. Then that's when they tell you, like, oh, you know, you can get it for 35, 50 or 75% off. And then that way, if you do like it, if it works, we make it affordable for you. But when people see that $90, it's all making it like, oh, God, you know, I don't want this, or I'm not going to sign it, because they're thinking, you know, that they got to pay that if they, you know, get the product.
Why don't they give it to start with?
I have no idea. Yeah, the, now, you know what? That would be nice to go ahead and have the discount. Yeah, for real, set up. Well, I guess because, see, when you order you order it from online, it comes up on, and like in ads or, you know, and things like that. So you have to actually have somebody to offer you the discount. So I guess that's why you sign up first. Then you have to call in, because, like I said, we don't know, like, you know, when these people are signing up, where they're signing up at. And they have to do that themselves. We can't do it for them. Now, if we could do that for them, then we could be like, okay, you know, you want to go ahead and get licensed at a discount. But, of course, you know, you have to do it yourself first. So, but that, like you said, that would be a nice gesture if they could do that, you know, when the people sign up and have the discounts, you know.
Yeah.
Or they could just sign up.
That's
That would be nice. Well, that would save us a lot of calls that, you know, people, you know.
Well, sure.
Trust me. I've did it before, too. I thought I was getting the same thing. Oh, get this diet product, like, you know, pay this shipping. I'm all excited. Oh, I've got to get this. Didn't read no information. Didn't scroll down, nothing. Jumped off the computer. Next thing you know, I got $100 coming out. And I'm like, what is this coming up my account? So I called the number and I'm like, what is this? And they're like, this is a monthly subscription. I said, a monthly subscription? I said, I don't need no monthly subscription. I said, I hadn't even taken these pills. I was like, oh my God, I cannot believe I signed up for this. And I was like, just cancel it. I remember the next time before I go online, signing up for something.
Yeah. Well, it did happen to me once and it was really hard getting out of it.
What happened?
Well, they did not cancel the charge on my account. I didn't get any shipments, but they processed like 3 different payments on my account. And, of course, I disputed it because I didn't have the shipments, didn't receive them. And I had to dispute it and wait, you know, till they got ready to handle it before, you know, I got my money back on it. But I wasn't going to let them get away with that.
Oh, you must have had to wait on your bank for them to do everything they need to do.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I don't
Just like this you. One. Just like this one, you know. They have my information and they can charge it. And so I thought it best to go ahead and cancel it and make sure that they don't do anything on my account. But I'll get the trial. And as long as I don't have to send it back, then I will just, you know, call and cancel after I get it. Or call and cancel as soon as I get it.
I was about to say, that's like I said, we prefer people to, like I said, because, like I said, sometimes when you call in, like I said, if you get an extension, that means it's going to give you time to try it. They're not going to bill you, see if you like it. And then if you don't, you just call in and cancel out. That means they haven't billed you. The only thing you pay was the shipping. Now, that's what I advise my customers to do. But, of course, you know, everybody has their own opinion. You know, they may want to cancel it. Then wait, you know, or so far and off. But, yeah, that's what I advise people to do.
Well, I'll try it 2 or 3 days. But is that 14 days from the day it shipped or 14 days from the day I ordered it?
The day that you ordered it. Yes, ma'am.
Well, they better get it to me then.
She said they better. They usually give you 1 to 4 days to receive it, and then 10 days to try it. You know, and then as long as you call in within that time frame, you know, within the trial period, then like I said, you can cancel it or keep it or, you know, get discounts or whatever you would like to do.
All right, that's what. But Can you cancel it so I don't even receive the sample?
Let me see. Let's see, what's today? The 6th. Let me see. Yeah, I probably can void it since it's the same day order since you just signed up for it. So you don't want to get it at all?
Yeah, just cancel the whole thing.
Oh,
I can forget
okay.
about it.
No, you're fine. She said just cancel the whole thing. No, you're fine. I mean, hey, you know what you want to do. Give me one second. One second, let me get this notated that you can avoid it out. So that means basically it will not ship, you will not receive anything. And then, like I said, that money should go back onto your account. Whether it just depends on your card holder. We just always say give it 3 to 5 business days. But like you said, if they see that it hasn't even, you know, like was taken out, it should just go ahead and convert back over into your whatever card you signed up for. Give me one second. Let me get that notated for you.
The only testimonials they show for it were actresses anyway. I should have known better than that.
Well, what do they have on there?
The testimonials on how great it was, you know, within 3 days, you know, their face was looking better. And now that they've continued using it, they look like they're 40 years old instead of the 60 and 70 that they are. So, you know, they ain't no telling what work they've had done. I'll be happy just the way I am and forget it.
Hey, just say forget it. Like, who cares? I know.
Yeah. I mean, you get old, period. I guess you have to accept that sooner or later.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you're right. Like you said, because, baby, like you said, you probably have to get some major stuff done once you get that, you know, to keep from aging, you know.
Certainly.
Like those stars and celebrities, you know how that's what they do. They get all these surgeries and all this Botox and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
But that stuff eventually wears off, too. So that's when, and then you just have to keep getting, that's why I said I don't see why people get all that plastic surgery and stuff. Because, you know, it lasts for so long, but then you have to keep getting it done, and that's not healthy. You know, some people die, you know, from getting all those plastic surgeries like that.
That Botox is so dangerous anyway.
I know. Don't they put like a needle in your face or something?
Yeah.
When they do it, oh, God.
And then that stuff can go. It can move in your body. That's why you have to go back. But it can move around in your body.
What's the... Talking about the Botox?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, I just read about it the other day. I didn't either, but it said that it could be very harmful to you, too.
Oh, you're right, because anything like that, yeah, you should know. Like I said, in all that stuff, it's harmful. You know, I'm sure they tell them that when they, you know, before they go getting all these surgeries and stuff, you know, give them the side effects, but they just still want to get it anyway.
Yeah. Yeah. Who was that that died? Joan Rivers died when she was at her getting some work done on her face. I remember that. Of course, she could have been sick anyway. I don't know. I don't remember that part.
Yeah, there is, because there is, it's a lot when getting this stuff, you know, and then you pay all this money for it, and then it could backfire.
Yeah.
And they just, they don't care. They just get it anyway, like, oh, my God.
All right. Did you get me canceled?
Yes, ma'am. I got you canceled. You want to write down the cancellation number?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. The number is going to be, first one is C as in Charlie. 108. 12. Okay. That's 10812. The second number is 10816.
C as in Charlie. 10812. 10816.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And can I have your name?
Yes, my name is Laken, L-A-K-E-N.
Well, that's cute.
Thank you.
Never heard that one before, have you?
I've heard of a couple, not many. No, I don't know where I have, no idea where mom got it from, but everybody says, oh, it's unusual, I never heard that. Now, I've probably heard maybe 3 or 4 people with that name. Not many. Like I said, a lot of people, that's not a common name.
It certainly isn't, but it is so pretty.
I know, like, that's why I don't see why people don't have it.
That is your real name. Is that your real name?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Sometimes they give you fake names.
Oh, yeah, sometimes they She said, yeah, they do. I mean, yeah, because you don't have to use your real name. Because, I mean, you know, like I said, people don't know you, you don't know them. So you're right, you can give a fake name if you wanted to.
Yeah, but nobody knows anyway. All right. Well, like, and I appreciate all your help in getting this canceled for me.
Oh, you're so welcome. I know.
All right. Well, you have a good day.
All right, you too. Thank you for calling customer support, and have a great day as well.
All right. Bye-bye.
All right. Thank you. Goodbye.